Hello, brothers and sisters around the globe. This is IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. Please accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In the holy month of Muharram, 61 after Hijra, a tragic event took place in Iraq. It happened actually in a plane, and it is known as Karbala, and it is on the bank of the river Euphrates. You know what happened? A large and big army, around 30,000 soldiers, which they were all, you know, mobilized by the tyrant regime, you know, besieged a small group of people numbering, you know, less than 100, and put them, you know, under great pressure to pay allegiance and obedience to the tyrant ruler of the time, Yazid, son of Muawiyah and the grandson of Abu Sufyan, and, you know, submit, you know, to his authority. You know, this small group resisted, and a severe and a terrible battle took place, in which all these people got killed and they were martyred. You know that the leader and the imam of this small group of people who were, you know, martyred in Karbala was none other than Imam al-Hussein, the son of Imam Ali and the grandson of the Holy Prophet. He was the son of Lady Fatima. The Holy Prophet said, "Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. May Allah love whoever, you know, loves Hussein." So this tragic event happened. And who was actually behind the scene, ordered and commanded this tragedy to happen, was actually the ruler of the time, Yazid, son of Muawiyah, and the grandson of Abu Sufyan, the arch enemy of the Prophet, had always, you know, this character, had always tried to sabotage, you know, the mission of the Holy Prophet. This corrupt man was a pleasure-seeking person, you know, given to wine drinking and playing with dogs, pets. It is no wonder for all of us today that Imam al-Hussein's response to Yazid's governor when, you know, asked to pay allegiance to Yazid was just this: "We are the household of the prophethood, the source of messengership, the descending, you know, place of the angels. Through us, Allah has begun, you know, showering its favors. And with us, he has perfected his favors. Whereas Yazid is a sinful person, a drunkard, a killer of innocent people, and one who openly indulges in sinful acts. A person like me can never pledge allegiance to a person like him." So here we can see the great response that Imam al-Hussein, you know, made to the governor of that tyrant ruler. And he openly said that, "Probably you can take my body, but you cannot take my obedience and allegiance to that tyrant leader." So the revolution of Imam al-Hussein was an Islamic, you know, uprising and movement, you know, spearheaded by one of the greatest leaders of the religion of Islam. Probably you may ask that why Imam al-Hussein, you know, risked his own life and the life of his companions. Because the principles of laws of Islam demanded that Imam al-Hussein act, you know, to warn the Ummah of the evil, you know, situation which it was in, and to stand in the way of a deviating ruler. As Imam al-Hussein himself remarked when he left Medina for the last time, "I have risen against Yazid, As I seek to reform the Ummah of my grandfather, I wish to bid the good and forbid the evil. So this is what Imam Hussein actually started to stand up to. And at this point, let's go and listen to Sheikh Osama Al-Attar, and I think he's going to elaborate more on the topic today.
They shot his body with an arrow that had three heads that pierced his liver and came out from his back. They shot his forehead with a rock that made him bleed. He took some of the blood. He dyed his beard with it. And he said, "This is how I am going to meet my Lord, covered in my blood. O Allah, my God, you are the mighty one. You are the one in whom I trust. You are my helper, my supporter, my cherisher and nourisher. O Allah, save me, protect me, help me, for I am in need of your help. O Allah, bear witness what those people have done to your prophet's grandson. I stood for humanity's justice. I stood in your path and your pleasure. But Ya Allah, O Lord, if you are pleased with what I am enduring, then I am fully pleased with your pleasure and your command and degree. I'm doing all of this, O Allah, for your pleasure. My women, they will become prisoners shortly after me. O Lord, protect them. O Lord, protect the message of Islam." And then covered in blood, covered all with arrows and spears, Zainab, his sister, came to him at that moment and she cried, "Brother Hussein, what a difficult time for us to see you covered in this blood, in such a state." He took a look at her like a compassionate father looking at his daughter, said, "Zainab, go take care of my children after me. Zainab, you're the one who's going to carry my voice after my death. You're the one who's going to carry my banner and my message after me." She says, "Yes, my brother." And indeed, what a great hero of Karbala was Zainab. Zainab. Then the women of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the children of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his sister Zainab alayhi salam, the only man left in the whole camp, Ali ibn al-Hussein Zain al-Abidin, who was too ill to fight in the battle. He could not even stand straight without leaning against a stick. They all had to sit in pain and watch as one of the enemies of Allah, a man by the name of Shimr ibn al-Jawshan, approaches al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He kicked al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Then he turned him over onto his face, sat on his back, and started severing the head of al-Imam al-Hussein salamullahi alayhi as his own family watched. And then he took the head of al-Imam al-Hussein in rejoice and put it on a spear. And the whole skies and the earth and people were heard calling and crying, "Aywa Husayna. Aywa Imama, Aywa Shahida, O Master of the Martyrs, peace be upon you, O Aba Abdullah. Peace be upon you, O Master of the Martyrs. Peace be upon you, O man who died in his thirst. Peace be upon you, O grandson of the Prophet who was killed in Karbala and his body was ran over by the horses of Bani Umayyah while his head was put on the spears of Bani Umayyah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this is the sacrifice of Al-Imam Al-Hussein that has shook humanity for the past 1400 years and will continue to shake humanity for eternity. Every call for justice, every movement for freedom, every revolution for liberation and integrity and humanity is but a stem of the call of Al-Imam Al-Hussein salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi that will remain there for eternity, calling justice will prevail and we refuse to live in humiliation. We will sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program to my brother. Once again, we would like to express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein. So Imam al-Hussein and his companions were killed on the battlefield. His head was removed from his body on the plains of Karbala, you know, mounted on a spear and, you know, paraded through villages and towns as it was, you know, taken to Damascus and presented to that tyrant ruler, Yazid. So we as Muslims need to remember that day all the time. And why Imam al-Hussein is regarded as the leader of the martyrs, the standard bearer of justice. It is because he was not just the victim of an, you know, ambitious ruler. There is no doubt that the tragedy of Karbala, when ascribed, you know, to the killers, is a criminal and terrible act. However, when ascribed to Imam al-Hussein himself, it represents a conscious confrontation and a courageous resistance for a sacred and higher cause. At that time, the whole nation, every individual, had failed to stand up to Yazid. They all, everyone, from even the noble ones, they had, you know, succumbed to his will. And deviation and regression towards the pre-Islamic ways were increasing at that moment. I think a passiveness by Imam al-Hussein in that situation would have, you know, meant the end of Islam as we, you know it. Therefore, Imam al-Hussein took upon himself the responsibility of the whole nation. So Imam al-Hussein started to uprise against tyranny, oppression, injustice, and also cruelty. And it is for this reason that the sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein is, you know, commemorated annually throughout the Muslim world. And the most tragic moment happened on the 10th of Muharram, Ashura, the Ashura day. And the commemoration of Ashura on 10th of Muharram every year, you know, serves to remind us of the, you know, sacrifices of the family of the Prophet. It also makes us aware of the people then and now who try to, you know, destroy Islam and the family of the Prophet, and all that they stood for, as well as those who actually watched, listened, and did nothing. So people were actually classified into two separate categories. Those who were falling into actually a tyrant and supporter of the tyranny, and the ones, those very few, who actually were in favor of protecting and supporting, you know, justice, supporting the spirituality, supporting the ethical types of life, and those who actually even were ready to sacrifice their own precious lives for a better cause. So commemoration of Ashura reminds us that people may be falling into categories at hard times. We have to pray to Allah and make a lot of supplications that we always fall into the second category, supporters and followers and companions of the true leaders, immaculate imams, infallible imams, and the way that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, spent his whole life to instill into the society. So I think Ashura is a day that we remember that a free man didn't pay his allegiance, didn't pay his obedience to a tyrant ruler. And we have to take this as a granted, that we Muslims, as a true believer, must follow their path and must follow their steps very closely and very carefully.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.